They traveled from America and came to Heathrow Airport, jumped on a tube. I'd never been to England before. And this was the first, we walked, got off at Leicester Square, walked through, I was with another devotee, and we had directions how to walk to the temple here. And so this was our first port of call right at the feet of Radha Lalitashwara. And every time I come here and take darshan, and it's not very often, well, I more often do it online, but when I get to come in personally before them, I just feel like I'm coming home. And I was saying today in the car to Sarvamangala, I never really got a chance to serve them very intimately, you know, doing deity worship on the altar, or cooking for them, or doing any of the personal services that many of my god sisters have been very, you know, have been asked by Krishna to be engaged in. But somehow we were engaged on the streets of London. Radha Lalitashwara sent us out to bring all the conditioned souls back here to his lotus feet. So I feel very honored that I was able to make it here today, because it's a busy time, it's a busy month, and today we were from early morning out with the children of Bhaktivedanta Manor School, out distributing books and biscuit prasadam shop to shop. So somehow by Radha Lalitashwara's mercy, I've made it here, and I'm really happy to be able to glorify such an amazingly wonderful devotee. And those words are just words. They really don't go anywhere in any way to describe the amazing personality of Mother Yamuna. I can say honestly that in my life, I never actually got a chance to meet Srila Prabhupada face to face. And she's probably the person that affected me the most spiritually in my life, because of the depth of her spiritual advancement. I think it was said earlier, I didn't hear Rasha Prabhu's class, but I hope I'm going to be able to, I hope it's recorded, but that coming into her association was like coming into the association of Srila Prabhupada. Every time, and I got her association, it was absolutely magical, uplifting. I always learned something, and I always felt closer to Krishna. I mean, a devotee is like that, like a touchstone. So when you come in contact with them, hopefully you're going to be elevated. But Mother Yamuna was just exceptional in the qualities that she had of what I would say is that for me, she just exemplified someone who was very natural in her practice of Krishna consciousness. And we have rules and regulations, and we have our sadhana and all the things that we've been given on the path. But she would execute them in a way that, and it's not that she didn't have hardship in her life. Her life was full of hardship. And being a woman also in this movement wasn't and still sometimes is not an easy thing. She was a woman with many leadership qualities, and Srila Prabhupada engaged her very closely in the worship of Sri Sri Radha Lalitashwara. He engaged her very much in preaching and in singing, in spreading the holy name through her wonderful kirtan. So she had many, many struggles, but she used those struggles always. Everything was always through reflection and reflecting back on Krishna. And her service was executed so joyfully. When you came in her association, you just felt really joyful. and she joyfully served Krishna. We were engaged in Sankirtan full time, and as one of our treats, we got to go once, I believe it was once a week, or once a week, we went to visit her and Diyatwana in their ashram. They lived up north of the manor, and there they engaged us personally in helping to worship their deities of Sri Sri Radha Bihari. And I had never seen, like, the detail. I know Srila Prabhupada had trained Mother Yamuna in the deity worship, but I had never seen that level of, it wasn't just in the level of artistry and creativity and beauty, but it was the level of devotion, like everything was just infused with devotion. We got to, you know, polish some of the silvers and help to tidy the jewelry drawers, and I mean, some of us got to just work in the garden, you know, where they were growing flowers, and they also had a cow that they kept in the garage, which was quite interesting. But we got to help serving them. I can't remember the name of the cow. And then some of us were very, very fortunate to actually help Mother Yamuna in preparing a wonderful feast for all of us ladies. It was a real retreat for ladies, and it was something that gave us so much strength and energy for the rest of our days as we would go out in challenging situations, distributing books and trying to give Krishna consciousness to others. So after that preparation, and she was rich, although she was very loving, and she would make you feel, encourage you in your own service, and make you feel that she was very intimate with you, and you were one of her dear friends. And I know when I hear of many great devotees like Tribhuvanath Prabhu, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, you hear that everyone felt that they were very, very close. Mother Yamuna was like that. She made you feel like she was very close, but at the same time, she was also there and she gave training. It was always what Srila Prabhupada had said, what Srila Prabhupada had taught, or later on when we visited her in Sharanagati, we would share, we would read together from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and share so much reflection. And it wasn't just a kind of philosophical exercise. I mean, when she would hear the stories from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I could see that she was very much deeply moved, immersed in hearing the stories. I mean, she was visibly very, very moved and very immersed in hearing those stories. So I feel so fortunate that I have had just a little bit of her association in this lifetime, and every time that we had that association, I mean, those are moments that we just treasure and keep and go deep in there. You know, when we have our moments in Krishna consciousness where we feel a little doubtful or a little apathetic, or we feel frustrated or lonely, we go to those places where we've had those moments, those deep moments where we've really had a taste. We've all had little glimpses of, we've all had a taste. Krishna is so kind, he gives us, when we first come to Krishna consciousness, many may experience that you get lots of little tastes. But these moments of service or association with advanced devotees like Mother Yamuna, we've got to really cherish those things. We've got to imbibe those moods. We've got to remember the lessons and the living example that they gave. And Krishna consciousness does work. It does work. It is real. Even Mother Yamuna, at the end of her life, she was holding her bee bag and just peacefully chanting the holy name, taking full shelter, just ready to shed her body, which gave her so much difficulty in her life. So in her life, in her death, and even now, she's left such a legacy. I mean, every day we're listening to her chanting. She was not so old, but her body was very challenging for her. But she had the energy. She had a body that was old and failing, but she had the energy of a young girl. I mean, when she would still yell out in the kirtan, or we were listening, I guess it was on the movie that you'll show at some time. That was a tape of Ananda had of her leading kirtan here when she came during the 40th anniversary. And she was leading the Gauravani Puru, the evening arti. And she was just, it was like she was just yelling out as if it was just coming deep from deep down within, and with so much energy and gusto and love. And I mean, it's not what you would expect from somebody of her age, you know. It was like, I could almost just see her just like dancing like a hula dancer. I mean, she just completely immersed in it. So, I feel just really blessed to have her association. She's left a legacy in her amazing cookbooks, which are, you know, I mean, when I first saw that the first one, the Art of Vegetarian Cooking, it's like the most comprehensive study of Vaishnav Indian vegetarian cooking that there is. I mean, she did so much research. She tried and tested each of those recipes. She went to those places and cooked with those devotees. And it's just an incredible offering. And the last time we were with her, few of us had the fortune to be with her in Mayapur 3 years ago. And we were just there studying every day. We would get together every evening to sing the bhajans of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And she would sit beside me sometime, and oh my goodness, I'm just getting tearful thinking about it, but everybody in that room through those bhajans, the energy was so, it was very high. we were all just sharing together these wonderful, the wonderful poetry of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and relishing each other's association so much. And one day, because her health was not very good at that point, so we went on parikrams, but she was not able to come with us. But one day we went to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and I don't know what, I mean, I cannot fathom her relationship with Srila Prabhupada or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but we spent a long time there, and I think Ananda led a beautiful kirtan there, Anjanavi, and she was just looking at the deities, and it was a very beautiful moment. But one day she did manage to come up to the temple, which was a long way from where she was staying, and a very poignant moment for me was when Janani Vas came. They were so honored that she came, and I think it was the Akadashi day where they actually chant 100 names of Lord Chaitanya.
Well, we did that.
We decided to do that because that was one of the names, one of the songs of Lord Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we all came up together, our little kirtan group, and we were going to do that. It was quite an endeavor for her to come up. They had to bring her a special kind of transport arrangement. But Janani Vas was so happy that she had come to take darshan of Sri Panchatattva and Sri Radhamadava, that he came out and he started to circumambulate her. And it was so sweet. She just started circumambulating him. And they were both circumambulating each other. And it was such a loving exchange between two very advanced devotees. I love to watch the exchanges between devotees. The loving exchanges between devotees. And I just kind of try to be a little fly in the corner and just watch, you know, the way that the devotees interact and exchange. And it's very, very moving. So I don't want to speak for too long, so I want to pass to Mother Kalangana, who had much association with Mother Yamuna. And I want to thank you all for allowing me to say a few words about such a great soul. And don't those wonderful deities, Shishirada Lemanishwar, so beautiful, looking so beautiful. And yeah, it's hard to think that three years ago that she was here with us in this very temple room and talking about their lordships, and then she said, oh, she heard the conch shell, and she said, oh, I think the person we're talking about is calling us. It was so lovely. The curtains open, and it's hard to think it was just 3 years ago, and just 1 year ago since she departed from this world. So I hope every year we can actually remember this great soul, and we can churn out more nectar and more memories of her life in love and service to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada.
To sit here in front of you. You are such a wonderful devotee. I can see that a pure devotee, everybody is probably chanting here Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thank you very much. Saranaga invited me to come here. I didn't expect actually such a mercy. I can't speak so beautiful like Guru Charna Padma because I'm not so educated. I am actually very, very uneducated. I just try the best to know what is in my heart. So first what I know, Srila Prabhupada, he said that Mother Jamuna, she was actually born nearly as a pure devotee. And this is very rare, Prabhupada says, to meet a pure devotee. So this why she was so unique and makes such an incredible impression of everybody. Because Srila Prabhupada, he said, that to become a pure devotee is very, very, very difficult. So she was certainly a unique personality on this planet. And I don't know why Krishna allows me to have so much association of Mother Jamuna. Krishna is extremely merciful. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he said, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God would like to see you. So I just realized that this is exactly how it was Mother Jamuna. She was so simple, she never wanted to see God. She never was trying to be in first line. But actually God wanted to see her by her activities. Incredible devotion, everything, whatever she was doing, it was transcendental. It was beyond three modes of nature, no goodness, no passion, no ignorance. It it was just pure devotional service. She came here to this planet from previous life with great talent. And many talents she possessed, but one talent was that she was I can't even describe how beautiful she was singing every day in the morning while hearing her prayers to God. And you know, actually boys this time were thinking that women are actually low class and they neglect so-called women, because of course in this movement you are not a woman, because one journalist asked if she was a lady, and she says to Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, can woman go back to Godhead?" And Srila Prabhupada says, "As long as you think that you are a woman, so you can't go back to Godhead." So, you know, she was not a woman, she was a servant of a servant of a servant. And her voice was not from this planet. And so boys also neglect Mother Jamuna this time, that's in the beginning, because it was this actually mood, you know, that you are a woman, low class. So but she was very shy. She never was trying to come to sing, because boys never invite her. So she doesn't go actually anywhere to sing so much in big, you know, like it was Prabhupada has very big meetings. So one day Srila Prabhupada called her, and he says, it was thousands of people coming to the hall, and Srila Prabhupada called her and he says, "Jamuna, I would like you to make kirtan there." So she was so humble, she said, "How I can do that? The boys will be not very happy to see that." But Srila Prabhupada says, "No, you have to come and make a kirtan." So she was singing, so she was so humble. Like I said, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God wants to see you. So I can understand how much Krishna is happy to see Mother Jamuna, and what to speak about Srila Prabhupada. And when she arrived to Bhaktivedanta Manor, immediately, this time she was working on her cookbook, and she says it took her 10 years to write this book, because she was perfectionist. Everything, whatever she was doing, was perfect. So she was searching for days and months, each recipe in this book, Mother Jamuna, is completely perfect. She was learning, Prabhupada was sending her to different temples, and she was learning in India, watching British buses, how they are cooking. There is no any mistake in her book, cookbook. So we're so fortunate to have this book, because whatever is there is completely perfect. It is also, she has a lot of association with Srila Prabhupada, and she knows what Prabhupada was speaking about cooking, that Radharani is the best cook, and Prabhupada says, if Krishna is eating what you are cooking, so what you want more? So it's very wonderful. Her cooking was also not from this planet, like Guru Charanapadma, she said, I was this time also a Sankirtan devotee, like Guru Charanapadma, she said that we was inviting, you know, to eat, to have a prasadam, eat prasadam she was offering. So this is what she was cooking. It was completely celestial dishes. I never ever eat anything in such a taste, difficult to even imagine. Radharani, she has a special blessings that whatever she cooks is a nectar. So I can say that Mother Jamuna, whatever she was cooking, it was a nectar. And so when she arrived to Bhaktivedanta Manor, this time I was engaged in cooking. So I was very fortunate to assist her in a kitchen many times when she was cooking. So I just realized how particular she was, that even if she was cutting potatoes, so she was rejected, you know, this end of a potatoes, mm-hmm. and she just wanted to have beautiful squares. Everything, you know, it was just not a celestial taste, but also presentation. Was the topmost beautiful presentation. And Srila Prabhupada says that in cooking, presentation actually is very important. So I learned this from her. And when I cook Mangati sweets, I understand that, you know, Krishna is so beautiful. Radha and Krishna, Radharani is such an incredible, incredible cook, attracts Krishna's attention forever in her cooking. So I just learned from her that this presentation is so important. So I try always, when I cook Mangati sweets, always, I never even have a strength, you know, to make something which is looking not very nice. So I try to decorate this sweet because I understand that this is very important because Krishna is so beautiful and he likes to receive beautiful things. So I learned from her that she was never tired to make things the best, first class, beyond even first class, because her cooking was not first class. It was just difficult to describe by words how it was transcendental. Maybe I can have a little bit of water. So this is what I remember from Bhaktivedanta Manor. And also I remember that one time she arrived, this time it was from Canada, and it was Kirtan. And suddenly Mother Jamuna very nicely just was walking into Brahmachari's side. And in this side, she was very sweetly dancing with these Brahmacharis. So I was thinking, yes, yes, we are not this body, we are not a woman, not a man. We are just spirit, soul, servants of God, because just I was thinking how she was relaxed, how it was natural for her to go on this Brahmachari's size, because I never see any woman go for Brahmachari's size, you know, to dance. But she was going there. So I was thinking that her consciousness is actually not like my consciousness. think that what is the difference between me and Mother Jamuna? I was just thinking that I won't be able to go to the size of Brahmacharis to dance so nicely because I will be very disturbed. And pure devotees never disturb, Prabhupada says, so because she was pure devotee, so she was not disturbed. So this is just always in my mind and in my heart. She possesses all wonderful qualities of a pure devotee, absolutely. And so she was, Radharani is the most merciful person, but I never met Radharani, but I met her. So I must say that she showed me such a great, she was so merciful, but not by words. She doesn't say one word about my activities, but she was very impressed with this Mangalarti suite immediately. And she started to ask me about these recipes, even she knows everything better than me from India. But she would start to ask me about these recipes, how I am cooking this Mangalarti sweets. And you know, suddenly he just said, I want to make interview with you. So I can't repay my debts to Mother Jamuna, never in any lifetime. So she made with me this interview. And after some time, I was seeing an article with my picture in Back to Godhead. And she just write down about this Mangalarti sweet, so wonderful. Even she asked something that I didn't say. So she, so she wanted to glorify me more than anything else. So this is how she was not envious. It was not even a drop of envy in her heart. It was only desire to glorify another person as high as possible. Whenever she was coming to Bhaktivedanta Manu, she just wanted to see me, isn't it? And she just asked about this Mangalarti sweet and asked about everything, you know. Was such completely person to person. Like Srila Prabhupada says, when I first time met Srila Prabhupada, it was in very place. So I was standing in an end, and I come from Roman Catholic family, from Poland, and so suddenly Srila Prabhupada said, God is a person. So I was astonished. I was going to churches in Poland and I never heard that God is a person. So I didn't know that. I was so astonished to hear that. And so she was such a person, Mother Jamuna. And after I had her association, it was some disturbances this time in our movement, and unfortunately it can happen to anybody, so I decided to move to Pennsylvania, to New Vrindavan, because I was before, I was sent from a temple sometimes to New Vrindavan to learn how to make, you know, Mangalarti sweets and how to make cheddar cheese because they was Kirtanananda Maharaj was very ambitious and he wanted to have the best preparation. So I was learning there. And also I liked this place. So when it was some disturbances here, so I decided to go to New Vrindavan. And this time Mother Jamuna and Vinatarini, she also was thinking that this is a good place to go. And she also went to New Vrindavan. So I had her association there. And it was, again, when we came there, I was 3 years, fortunate to serve lotus feet of Radhanan Vrindavan Chandra. And I was learning there a lot about how to cook Mangalarti sweets. Actually, the most knowledge I get from New Vrindavan about cooking Mangalarti sweets, I learned in America, also in New York, a lot about how to cook actually Mangalarti sweets. So, unfortunately, after 3 years, in New Vrindavan, it was also some disturbances because Kirtanananda Maharaj doesn't want to give sannyasa to one goy, and he was very disturbed, and he decided actually to kill it, you know, Kirtanananda Maharaj. So this time when I arrived there, this boy just jumped suddenly from some place with terrible heavy instrument, metal, and he hit Maharaj in the head with all strength. So Maharaj actually was not conscious for many months. And when he came back to New Vrindavan, he has great attachment also to Lord Jesus Christ because his father was working, was doing service in a church. He was a priest. So when he came back, so he just very much was thinking about Lord Jesus Christ. And after this accident and being in coma for many months, he just wanted to have in a temple Lord Jesus Christ. So he installed also Lord Jesus Christ and many different changes. He was trying to remember Lord Jesus Christ as much as possible. So, you know, this time I also, he started to give sannyasa to women. So, and Srila Prabhupada, he said that to give sannyasa to women is a prostitution. So actually, because I dedicate my life for serving, so they told me that I will be very nice sannyasini. So, when I hear that, so I decide also to leave and move. But you know, before, Mother Jamuna, she realized, and Vinatarini, these things before this happened, they were so intelligent that they realized that there are some actually disturbances in New Vrindavan, and they left. But because they never criticize anybody, nor Mother Jamuna nor Vinatarini, never ever. So we was a friends, but they never tell you one word that is eventually something maybe not so desirable. But they move without any word, not saying anything, because they never criticize anybody. But me, I realized this later on, that actually it is, I can't stay here. So I also leave much later. So altogether, I just would like to say that it's a great loss for us. I just can't. Krishna wanted to take Mother Jamuna and Srila Prabhupada, so they took her. But it's so sad that she is not anymore here. But one thing that we have, so we have her cookbook, which is unique cookbook, the best cookbook on this planet. She was working 10 years to give us this cookbook. So this is how she is living eternally in this movement. And I just describe a few things about her. But you must have millions of mouths and not enough to describe her qualities and talents that she brings on this planet from previous life. And I'm not able to do that, so please forgive me, Mother Jamuna. Please forgive me if I don't describe you properly. I just try to best from my heart. And I can't repay to Mother Jamuna any depths, any lifetime. And thank you for everything what you did for me. Hare Krishna.
Got to speak something this morning, so I feel a bit greedy. but one thing that we all know was that because Jamuna was so had so much intimate association with Srila Prabhupada and was so dear to Srila Prabhupada, and she was totally enlivened by Srila Prabhupada. And she just derived so much joy from Prabhupada's association. She was full up with it. And so she became like, you know, that example of a touchstone, because she was so touched by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and grace that she became a carrier of that. And it was very magical the way she touched so many people, and she had that ability to engage people in so many ways. And I just wanted to say that, because there's people here that I know she really, really touched. She touched every generation. And in the latter years, when she was in Canada and then moved to the States, she gave so much of herself to younger people. She had an amazing capacity for empathy, understanding and, you know, knowledge and intuition. These are all things that are given to you by the super soul. And she's very Krishna conscious, so she was able to uniquely connect with people and understand something about them, and it wasn't a craft or, you know, a way of dealing, you know, that we read in, you know, self-help books or something, how to become popular and influence people. It was 100% genuine, and you know, I think that's what we all felt, that you know, you were having a relationship with somebody in a very, very personal way. And I was saying this morning that the way she dealt was an example of what Srila Prabhupada said, that in the spiritual work, that because we serve together, you know, we are, our vision's quite limited really in this world. You know, we see everything in terms of a certain way in time. But actually Srila Prabhupada said that people that we perform devotional service with, those relationships are eternal, and that we have what we're doing now, we're practicing for what we're going to be doing in the spiritual world, and that that, you know, that when someone touches your heart, like our dear Jamuna, you get an experience of that. You get an experience of what it's like to be in the spiritual realm and to be embraced by somebody who's very dear to Krishna. And she always made you feel that you were very dear to her as well. So I feel a little uncomfortable to be sitting here when there's like Ananda and Kapila, Janavi Tulsi, a lot of other people who probably have really, you know, some very moving things to say about their particular experiences. You know, and I know we're going to get together on Saturday, and I hope we can really, you know, share these experiences, because this is like the, you know, it's like a continuation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is, you know, the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. And the Lord sent Srila Prabhupada here, and Prabhupada brought some of his intimate associates with him. And somehow we've been invited into those pastimes with these elevated souls. We're so lucky. So I think for me the most important thing is, you know, if you have been touched, you know, it's our duty to try to share that, whatever we've been given, to try to share it with other people. And we all do it in different ways. You know, there's devotees going out on the marathon, giving out books, people going on Harinam, people preparing for Sharma. And, you know, the unique gift of Srila Prabhupada is that he was able to engage everybody from anywhere in the world. And somehow, wherever you were at, whatever your propensity was, you know, there was a place for you, and there was some service you can do for Krishna. So I guess that that's what we have to do. We have to try and see each other, and see the potential in each other, and everybody we meet. You know, Lord Chaitanya said, everywhere you go, everyone you meet, you have to tell them about Krishna. So we have to do it in that unique, individual way. I mean, Jamuna is like one in a million, but at the same time, you know, all devotees are, you know, we're all spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna, and we're covered in this world, but actually everybody here is an intimate servant of Krishna. So everybody can become an intimate, you know, regain their intimate service to Krishna and bring other people and touch other people's hearts. So whatever our service is, I think, you know, even if it's just being kind to someone, smiling at someone in the street, if you're serving prasadam in the restaurant, you know, if you could just remember that twinkle in Jamuna's eye and that lovely joyful chuckle, and, you know, if we follow in the footsteps of these great saintly people, it's not like they were trying to imitate, but you know when somebody's really touched you, it's like the Midas touch. Srila Prabhupada touched people, then they touched others. So I'm hoping that we can keep this legacy, because Prabhupada came here to dispel impersonalism and voidism. And the reason why someone like Yamuna's left such an impression is because I think, apart from her many gifts, like Mother Kalamana was saying, there's a deep personal open-heartedness that comes from practicing Krishna consciousness. Anyway, I've got a little poem. I don't know if I should read it because I feel a bit choked up, so maybe it's a good time. When Srila Prabhupada left, you know, we were all so young and naive in a way. We couldn't even, I don't think it even crossed our mind that one day he wouldn't be here anymore. It might seem strange, but. And then when Jamuna left, it was like a big shockwave going all around the world. Anyway, is it okay to read the little poem? How I felt anyway. Bereft. A stunned silence fell, all bereft of words, devastatedly bereft of you. Sweet silvered voice, beautiful countenance smiled upon us. A quirky sardonic flicker in the corner of your lips would have us laughing in shared moments, soothing hardships of our life. So much to say to you. Endless thanks and sorrow. The world is darker. Creativity backs down the hallway, and we wonder, will it ever be the same? Representing Prabhupada, exemplifying teachings, but more still, not just the words, but the mood, the loving mood, the warmth, sparkle, thrill of bhakti. We were warned of miseries, birth, old age, disease, and death steals the great souls. Only time, Krishna, has taken you from our vision. For now we're left, marveling at your glorious trail, and yes, bereft. I sobbed when I heard, and the world went pale. I don't know why I feel so sad, actually, because it's really nice to be able to talk about Yamuna and all to be together. And she's like the mother of this yatra, you know, she really is. She was the first person to worship Radha Lanishwaran, personally trained by Srila Prabhupada. She set the standard of loving service to Radha Lanishwaran. And that included loving service to all the devotees. And that mood has passed down in this temple over the years. And we have to really treasure that and preserve it. And it's the legacy of this beautiful oasis in the middle of London.
I'm just wondering whether, because we have the Pushya Abhishek now, we have to maybe rearrange a bit because before the curtains open. So
Saturday, will you be here?
Yeah, maybe we can mention that. If anybody, if anybody would like to hear more about Mother Jamuna, and if you can come to Bhaktivedanta Manor on Saturday, we'll be holding another memorial from 4 till 7 p.m. and we'll be speaking much more and watching little videos and different things, because there's never a limit to how much you can glorify such a person. So this is just a little taster, so please come join us if you would like to. Thank you.
Can I just say, we are glorifying her as a person, but it's a way of being, you know, that she set an example of, you know. I think that's what we're all saying, isn't it? A way of being together as devotees.
Hare Grace Mother Yamuna ki!
Jai!
Hare Grace Sovereign Mangala Mataji ki!
Jai!
Hare Grace Mother Kalangana ki!
Jai!
Hare Grace Sri Guru Charana Padma Mataji ki!
Jai!
Oh, Premana ki!
Yeah. Krishna. We're going to be having the Pushya Abhishek now, which is the Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara. We're going to be bathed in flower petals by the pujaris. So it's a very beautiful sight. So if we can ask everyone to arrange themselves, I think the men on this side, the ladies on this side. Then just following the aarti, we're going to be having the album launch of a new CD, which is being offered to their lordships today by Gopi Bhava Devi. And after that, we'll be having a very special guided meditation before the final aarti of the day, where there'll be a special new night outfit offered, and also some wonderful bhoga preparations. So please stay with us till the end of the day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So for the aarti, and the Abhishek, we're asking everyone to assume, as usual, the aarti positions. But